The Path to Sleep, Lincoln Stoller, 2017. This work is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 International License. Chapter 1, Rhythms. Rhythms in hearing, speaking, and thinking. Our minds operate with the simultaneous overlap of different thought patterns. These thought patterns differ in their ability to resolve and express thoughts and emotions. This is illustrated in brainwave patterns, in which the presence of certain rhythms indicates the presence of general thought structures. High-frequency rhythms carry the emotions of vigilance, concern, anxiety, and fear, but also reflex, quick response, and discernment. They exist to facilitate the process of receiving and transmitting information and reflecting on information. Middle-frequency rhythms support attention to the environment and the body's coordination, action, and response. Slower frequencies provide periods of longer attention and expanded self-awareness, and with these frequencies, we build space to recall memory, form associations, and think creatively. By learning to change the volume of one of these frequencies, verbal thinking is probably the most accessible channel, you learn to change the volume of the others also. Cognitive lability is reflected in one's ability to modulate one's brain frequencies. Dissociating and detaching. Thinking is like eating. You focus, grab onto, chew on, swallow, and digest. Then you go on to the next thought. Not all thoughts are edible. Quite a few thoughts are distasteful. Learning what is right to think about is as important as learning what is right to eat. Part of this is learning how not to think about things, how to resist certain thoughts, and reject certain ideas. The first exercise, entrainment with high frequencies, is about creating attention, moving attention, and getting control. It's about tension and anxiety, and it's an easy exercise because most of us are tense and anxious almost all the time. This exercise asks you to bring this tension to the foreground so that you can see it clearly. Recognize it as being under your control and separate from it. The exercise titled Letting Go of Disturbing Issues is not about discretion, it's about detachment. It's simply an exercise in letting go of anything. You decide what you want to consider. You need the skill to remove from your mind or your heart those thoughts and feelings you don't want to engage at the moment, and perhaps ever. The gut frequencies. Gaining an awareness of your body's frequencies is relaxing, and the slower frequencies are sleep-inducing. Our gut frequencies are some of the slowest we can follow, but usually we're not even aware of them and unfortunately not responsive to them. The exercise frequencies of the gut connects you to your stomach's frequency, the faster of a number of gut frequencies. And the objective of enabling you to always be engaged with it. The gut frequencies. Gaining an awareness of your body's frequencies is relaxing, and the slower frequencies are sleep-inducing. Our gut frequencies are some of the slowest we can follow, but usually we're not even aware of them and unfortunately not responsive to them. The exercise frequencies of the gut connects you to your stomach's frequency, the faster of a number of gut frequencies, and the objective is to enable you to always be engaged with it. The idea behind frequency control is that Once you open a connection to your frequencies, you don't have to think about them. They are the thinking process itself, not the object of thinking. You learn frequencies by becoming them. Once you have, you never need to think about it. The crossover state. The exercise, Focused Rhythms, Heart and Lung, combines the heart and the lung rhythms and asks you to alternate your focus between them. The objective is to be able to have an awareness of both and to shift your awareness to either. Think of the heart rhythm as associated with the process of mental reflection, not anxious or hurried, just accepting and considerate. Think of the breath's rhythm as a dreamy state of reverie, a rhythm that puts you in a stare, disconnected with what's around you and sensitive to what's welling up inside you. The heart is a speaking and listening rhythm. The breath is an expressive rhythm. Your object here is to combine them. You can't do both at once, so you alternate. That's what we do in conversation with one another. And that's what you need to do in conversation with yourself.